Wolverines now with 18 seconds. Look at those coaches down there. Chuck Stobart, Jerry Hanlon, Dick Hunter, Frank Maloney, George Manz. They're jumping up and down like grammar school kids. This is the greatest thing that's happened as Don Moorhead, quarterback, sneaks the ball. The longest 14 seconds. Listen to the crowd in the background. 10, 9, 8, 7, 4, 3, 2, 1. They got Schembechler on their shoulders. Listen to the crowd go wild. Michigan upsets Ohio State. Believe it or not, the final score. Ripley couldn't have made it any better than this. Michigan 24, Ohio State 12.
And that was 40 years ago. Michigan beats Ohio State in 1969. And joining us now, a member of that team who's coming up to town to celebrate the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of that win for Bo Schembechler and the Michigan Wolverines over the hated Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Mandich. Jim, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I'm delighted to be with you, Ira.
Well, Jim, first and foremost, I'm just curious. I'm sure you're asked this all the time, and you'll be asked about it all weekend, but your memories of that game in 1969, I guess first going into that game, everyone talked about how great that Ohio State team was. What did Bo say to you guys to get you ready for that game?
It wasn't a matter of words. It was a matter of preparation, Ira. We started preparing for that game a year earlier after we got humiliated in Columbus. And a bunch of guys dedicated themselves to work hard and get revenge, and we did get revenge on that day.
And how much is revenge and that focus from the game before? Everyone remembers the going for two because he couldn't go for three line. How much is that? How important is that, or can that be for a football team when you have the memories of such a bitter taste in your mouth to come back the next year and be able to get that revenge so soon?
Well, it was a motivator, and we worked really hard. Listen, we had a good team. We had a talented bunch of guys, and the missing ingredient was the man himself, Bo Schembechler. And, that story doesn't happen without Bo. He's one of the unique guys in my life. But, listen, if I could frame it for you, I'd go on to play 10 years in the NFL. I'd play in four Super Bowls. I'd win three of them. I was a member of a perfect season team with the Miami Dolphins in 1972. But if I had to put my finger on one day and one moment that was my greatest day in sports, it was Michigan-Ohio State, 1969.
Well, I'm sure you just gave a lot of people listening some chills up and down their spines, including myself, and I'm glad to hear you say it that way. So when the game concludes and you guys are all celebrating and carrying Bo off the field, what was that like?
It was like being in the middle of an insane asylum. It was great. We shared it with the great Michigan fans. It was improbable. You hear for months, and that this is the greatest team of all time, Woody's greatest team, the greatest team in the history of college football. You're wondering, what a wee chopped liver. We went into that game on a 5-game win streak. We had a damn good football team of our own, and perhaps the most bizarre thing I've ever been a part of in my athletic life was the week before in Iowa, where we beat the Hawkeyes out there 51-6, and the locker room was just crazy. I mean, guys were jumping up and down and throwing chairs and beating the crap out of each other, saying, we want to play the Buckeyes right here, fly them into Iowa. We had a great week of practice, and I know we went into that game as 17-point underdogs, but there was no doubt in our minds that we were the better team and we were going to win.
And then you guys, of course, Ohio State is something that Bo had you guys preparing for all season. What did you guys do on a week-to-week basis to get ready for that game?
Some guys remember that with great clarity. I don't. I do remember in spring ball we'd run against Ohio State fronts on defense and we'd put some stuff in. But it was just about getting better, about coming together as a team. We really did. It was about integrating a terrific sophomore class. My God, you look at that class. You had Billy Taylor and Glenn Doughty and Mike Taylor and Reggie McKenzie. And you go on and on. It was a great, one of the great recruiting classes in Michigan history. And getting them integrated into the team, there was no magic. You know, you go out there, every guy, every down, you fight your tail off, and you win those individual battles. I do remember, Bo, either the week of or very close to the end, he compared, you know, he addressed the team, and he compared every position. And I go, Mandich, are you going to let Jan White outplay you today? Barry Pearson, are you going to let Larry Zelina outplay you today? Moorhead, are you going to be ashamed of your performance against Rex Kern? So he really put it on the individuals, the individual matchups. He was a, I tell you what, Bo was a motivational mastermind, and he really had us, I would say, peaked.
Jim Mandich, our guest here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, and online at WTK.com. And Jim, this weekend you guys have a chance to be honored. You're going to be honorary game captains prior to the game. It's the 40th anniversary of that win. How often do you guys get a chance to get together?
Well, as a group, you know, not very often on those special occasions, you know, the reunions, anniversaries, things of that nature. But I see a lot of the guys individually all the time. It was a very tight brotherhood, very close fraternity. I see Deardorff, I see Tom Curtis, I see, you know, a lot of my teammates. So individually, I see them often getting together like this, rarely, and I think it's going to be just a great weekend for the fellas to get together after four decades.
There is one man, of course, that will be missing. It's been a few years now since Bo's passing. What are your thoughts on him now that his legacy has grown even more so after his passing?
Well, just, you know, my life has been enriched for having had him in my life. And just one of the unique guys you'd ever want to know. And, you know, he put Michigan back in its proper place. You know, he was the custodian there. He was overarching for 40 years. And he'll just never be replaced. Terrific guy, great leader. You'll never have a better friend.
A couple other things here with Jim Mandich on the Michigan Insider. Jim, I know you have a chance to watch some former Michigan guys on a regular basis. Now, I was curious for an update on Chad Henne and Jake Long down there in Miami.
Well, Jake Long is a butt-kicking machine at the left tackle position, and he's going to be a Pro Bowler for a long, long time. A terrific player and a terrific representative of the Michigan Wolverines. And Chad Henne is now our starting quarterback, and each week I see him grow. Last week, there's a minute left on the clock. He's thrown a terrible interception that allowed the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to get ahead of us. But he gets the football back with just about 60 seconds left. He takes the team down the length of the field. We kick a game-winning field goal. The kid just continues to impress and continues to grow. So the report from Miami, Florida on the Wolverines is all rosy.
How often do you get a chance to talk to them about Michigan things?
Like every week. I've been the Dolphin color man on radio here for about 20 years, and we'll be on Steve Ross's private plane on Friday morning heading out of Charlotte. We're playing a game tonight, heading up to Ann Arbor for Michigan, Ohio State, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of Michigan talk going on in the cabin of that airplane.
All right, Jim, last question for you. You're coming up for the game. Your thoughts on this year's team and the game, specifically this game on Saturday?
I'm 100% behind the Michigan Wolverines, and I wish Rich Rodriguez and all those boys well. I know they've had a tough time, but I've stood in their shoes. Before there were good times, I was on the last losing team at the University of Michigan back in 1967. They got to keep believing in themselves. They got to fight like hell, and all it takes is one win against Ohio State, which could take place on Saturday, and that thing will be back on the proper course again.
Jim, thank you very much for your time. Have fun at the game tonight, and we look forward to seeing you out on this field at Michigan Stadium on Saturday.
Ira, good talking to you.
All right, that, of course, Jim Mandich, one of the all-time greats to wear the Mays.